Hello, this is Truth Be Told Transformation, and I'm Bonnie Burkert, here to share tools for transformation to live your highest truth. I'm excited to announce that Truth Be Told will have its first ever event called the Parapod Festival, March 31st and April 1st in Santa Clarita, California. That's just a little bit north of where we are in Burbank, and it's going to be an amazing event. Go to parapodfest.com. Is it .com or .org, Tony Sweet? .com for more information. And while we're talking about high vibe events, I'd like to bring you to our special speaker today. Shima Moore is the co-founder of one of the longest standing and most special brilliant events of its kind, the Conscious Life Expo. We'll be speaking about her history with that, as well as her background as an astrologer and interdimensional guide. Welcome, Shima.
Yay.
Hi.
Great to be here.
If you happen to be watching on YouTube, you'll see that she's got Mount Shasta in the background, which is beautiful. But we are also appreciative of all of our listeners. Come on over to our YouTube channel if you just happen to be listening on the podcast. So, Shima, please tell me about your inspiration for Conscious Life Expo, which will be happening, I should mention, February 10th through 13th. At the LAX Hilton, and this is 2023.
That's right. It's a three-day event, and then there's a post-conference. And we started the post-conference because when we first did the Conscious Life way back when, it was on a holiday weekend, and so Monday was the day off, and I was like, well, let's do a post-conference. So on Monday, we have sort of like a more intimate, longer period of time with each of the speakers, and that'll be a wonderful event as well. So it's 4 days of coming together with the tribe. And, you know, we were, I know you've been to the expo, and in 2020, we were lucky to have kind of just gotten in there before everything shut down.
Right. I'm trying to think. I might have been at that one, as a matter of fact. It's interesting to look back. I have definitely been many times, and I can't recommend it enough. And one of the things I love, Shima, is the variety of different speakers you have, as well as the shopping opportunities. But anyway, I probably have so much mini crystals and much jewelry from that event. But I think it's just the bringing the community together.
Yes, that's what I'm so excited about it, because in 2021, we weren't able to do that, but we still held it. We did an online event, and it was nice. You know, we wanted to stay connected with our people. And then in February, and then in September, we had an event, and that was a smaller event, but it was live and it was wonderful. And then last February, again, we kind of resumed. But this year, this is going to be our biggest event ever. It's three floors solid. And what I love about it is it's really multi-generational. It's multi-dimensional. It's multimedia. It's going to be really stepping into the whole new world. And, you know, the timing couldn't be more perfect. We have so many changes happening astrologically, some of the very cultural changing planets that will be shifting signs, and we'll all start feeling that. So we're kind of like leading up into that point right now, and it's very, very exciting.
I like that. You know, it's a beautiful time of year to be having this, because I think January starts a little bit slow. And if you look at the astrology of this particular January 2023, everything, you know, there was lots of retrograde happening. And at the time that we'll be gathering on February 10th, things are really going to be humming. Wouldn't you agree? I think it's going to be like the year is really going to be starting to flourish.
Yes. Well, you know, we just shifted into a new Chinese year, the year of the yin rabbit. And we actually even have a feng shui Chinese astrology master from Singapore who will be coming and sharing about that. She'll be on our panel, on our astrology panel. So we'll have sort of like the East-West flavor of that. And but also that weekend, coming up just in the next few days, Venus is going to go into Pisces. And that is the perfect place for Venus. It's love. It's a sweet, sweet place. And I'm so excited that we have that weekend. And all the planets will be direct. So it's like full tilt bore. And I just know it's going to be so exciting and such a wonderful chance to connect with the tribe, to connect with people, old friends, new friends. It's going to be wonderful.
Exactly. Well, and the entire Truth Be Told team will be there, just so you know. Now, good. One of the things, I was looking at YouTube, so whenever I have a guest, I always hunt around YouTube to see what's going on. And I saw your opening ceremony from 2017, and it was a little taste of the Stargate activation. So I'd love to speak with you. You have to go to the event to get the full experience, of course, but I would love to know. I only got to listen to the little beginning of it, and it was interesting. I was kind of feeling, do you ever get that little ring in your ear when it's just the vibration starts to amp up? I mean, I was just getting that from watching your YouTube video of this meditation. So, Shima, what can we expect for what you have planned for us to kick things off?
Well, you know, one of the things I've discovered with the Stargate, I was introduced to the Stargate in 2012. Interesting timing there. And had my first experience of it in 2013, began bringing it to the San Francisco Bay Area, and then started coming up to Mount Shasta, where the Stargate started, moved its main home. And shortly after, I became a facilitator for the Stargate, and I found I was doing an event in Marin at one point, bringing together, it was like the first event of its kind of bringing together a lot of fifth dimensional teachers and healers and things. And at the beginning of the event, I just did a brief little Stargate. I had a little Stargate on the stage, and you know, I was kind of running the event, and so it was like, Shima, Shima, Shima. It was really kind of crazy. And I did the Stargate, and it was just a brief 10 minutes max. The energy in the whole place shifted. My energy shifted, and it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And it was the first time that I did that, and that was, probably 2015, 2016 maybe. And then I started at the expo, and I would do a brief. Sometimes I did a brief Stargate meditation. Might have been, and I think it was 2020, but prior to that, I would do like a 45-minute Stargate astrology mix, and the energies, you know, we call in the angels and the archangels, the ascended masters, sometimes the energy of Mount Shasta and the Lemurians and our star families. It's just, I have been into meditation all of my adult life. And when I first experienced the Stargate, I couldn't believe how quickly I could like tune into the energies, and I just kept going back for more and more, and it gets better and better. So I'm just delighted to share it with people. You know,
no, it's going to feel really good.
Bring people into that energy and start the whole event off like that.
Well, right. No, it's a blessing. It's a beautiful blessing for the event and all that attend in the space that it's attended. It's protective light. It's bringing the light through. So I have a sense of the Stargate, but I thought for our listeners, maybe you'd like to explain just a little bit more about what it is, because you mentioned a specific structure, and I did have an experience myself in 2012 that I was seated in the pyramid structure, which I guess would have been a Stargate. I was down in Mexico. I was down in the Yucatan. And so why don't you explain a little bit what's going on and what it is about that structure, as well as the different layers of dimension that we're accessing by calling it through.
Well, the Stargate is the Stargate experience. There is a structure. It's a, and I would have brought it here. I didn't realize that we would be talking about it, but the Stargate is a three-dimensional structure. It's a door. It's like a doorway. It accelerates the energy in the room. It brings up through the vibrations, and it's quite remarkable. Actually, we go up to the 12th dimension, if you can imagine, and it happens instantly. You know, we're shifting into a quantum reality, and so we can just kind of actually some of the experiences in the Stargate, we can experience it in this moment, and we can experience it from a future moment coming into this moment. It's like, it's beyond our rational capacity sometimes, I think, to really tune into what it is. But, and so once we are in that higher state, once you're into the 12th dimension, we're more receptive to the higher dimensional benefic beings that want to help humanity shift. And we are in that stage, and we are coming to a 26th, end of a 26,000 year cycle, and so many other cycles, they're all merging at this point. And so we have, there are many dimensions. We have this dimension that we can see. Science has shown that what we think of as solid actually is mostly space. And so imagine being able to shift into that consciousness and just perhaps, you know, allowing yourself to be in that space, to be guided in that space. So that's kind of, you know, I wanted people to be able to just kind of really step through into that whole other possibility. Imagine the possibility. It is really like that.
Yeah, that's powerful. No, I love that. And I think it's a great way to, again, start the event on a lot of different levels. So you said you've been meditating for a long time, and you mentioned that you started to get into this type of meditation more so in 2012. Is that correct?
This particular meditation, yes. Right. I've been into, had a teacher, a guru for 50 years. I mean, all my adult life. Oh, so wow. It's been quite remarkable. And really there were times, where I just couldn't really imagine how people, life just seemed so chaotic at times and so, intense. I couldn't really imagine living in this world without having a experience of a higher reality. I remember going, I was brought up Catholic, I went to Catholic school, the whole thing. And I remember going back east from the East Coast. And I remember going back east and going to midnight mass for Christmas. And looking at, you know, I like the energy of it. I always liked the energy of it. I would sit in front of statue of the Blessed Mother and want her so much to come and speak to me, just to feel that energy. I feel that in the Stargate. It's like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I've wanted this all my life. But I remember asking my sister-in-law, why do you come? What do you get from this? Because I always felt like I had the experience of being able to experience that energy that some people call God, spirit, source, that type of thing. So it's just remarkable through the years, you know, what you focus on is what your life becomes. And so I feel like I'm very blessed, very blessed indeed.
Yeah. Well, no, you are, Shima. And I'd like to comment, for a woman who is about to launch an event in 2 weeks, you are so calm. It's really wonderful to see. You are exemplary of living a conscious life, if you will. So, so listen, you know, I mentioned Mount Shasta, you know, seeing the image in your background for those who happen to be watching. And I'd like to ask, how do you feel location factors in to meditation? Can it enhance it, or is it just wherever you are, you know, wherever you go, there you are?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, yes, it's just, it's a gift to be here for me. You know, this is not for everyone. I had a friend one time say to me, Chima, I know how much you love Mount Shasta. Would I like it? I said, well, it really depends. What do you like to do? Oh, I like to go out to dinner. Don't come here. It's not the place for the big social life. I like the quiet. I like having the mount. I just really love the energy here, but it is not for everyone. It's too quiet for some people. You know, for me, I like the small town. I guess I was brought up in a small town back east many years ago, but this is really country. And it's really what I love. But in terms of meditation, the beauty of meditation is that, as you said, wherever you go, there you are. And so you could be in the middle of chaos. And if you know how to go inside and experience that quiet inside, then, you know, it's that you can. And more and more now people are discovering this. This is really the wonderful thing. I mean, it used to be like, oh, well, woo-woo or so alternative. It was like out there and people didn't really understand it. And unfortunately now people get it. And meditation or guided imagery or learning how to follow our breath, whatever the road is for you, whatever it is that works for you. And even in terms of the Stargate, it's certainly not the only way to connect with that energy and more and more. And this is the thing at the conscious life, there are many, many experiential experiences there. There are many, many experiential workshops and special events and amazing, amazing presenters. Many of them I know. I don't know them all. I always look forward to connecting with those people that I haven't met yet because it's gotten so big through the years. You know, in the early days, three of us started it back in the day. And I brought in all the speakers and, you know, people, the three of us, and Mary did her. She brought in the exhibitors. And it has just grown and grown and grown. So I go to the expo and it's an experience for me as well. You know, it's not like I'm open to the experience of it. And it is such a marvelous experience.
All levels, yeah. Well, that was one of the things I thought would be interesting to talk about. So when was the first expo, Conscious Life Expo? What year was it?
You know, it was the early 2000s.
Okay. All right.
And 2002, and it was, you know, I remember people like Danion Brinkley. Danion was with us at the very first expo.
Incredible.
And he's going to be there this one, you know. So certain people have been there every single expo. But it just keeps morphing into a new thing and into a new thing. And these days now, there's a whole new generation of conscious, open, aware people. And I love that. It's kind of, I just, you know, my experience is, doesn't matter how old somebody is, it's that connection. It's that kindred spirit type of thing. You know, I'm into music. And so when I look in a crowd and I see someone else whose head is moving to the same music or their body is moving to the same music, it's like, they could be sometimes, you know, they could be my child, they could be my grandchild, but it doesn't matter because we're just connected. And that's really what it's all about. It's conscious. It is the conscious life. It's about, and we don't, you know, all of us, this life is about evolving. So we all have our moments. We're not, I mean, I couldn't say, oh, I'm conscious every moment of the day. No, I have my moments where I'll be kind of frenetic or freaked out in some capacity. That's what life is about. It is a learning experience. We're all getting better, hopefully. And for me, the whole thing is experiencing each other in such a way that we're kind to one another, that we love one another, ourselves as well in that. forgiving each other, you know? And I think generally at Conscious Life, people find that, you know, you find that energy. If you've never been there, I mean, I have people come back. There have been people who have come back like the next year and they'll be filming and they're just like, wow, this changed my life.
Oh, that's...
And they just started traveling around the world and suddenly a whole other reality opened up to them. And that's so important, you know, in this day and age, you know, most media just focuses on just all the intensity of the world. I mean, that's what a lot of, you know, that's what sells. But we want the information that you're sharing. You know, we want the information at Conscious Life. It's important. It's important to share with one another and on stage and off.
Exactly.
Right. And so I think you'll find that there. And this year we have like late night events. This year we'll have music on the plaza level, like to, I don't know, it'll go till whenever it goes, I guess, but it will be quite wonderful. So we have awards, book awards, we have Expo's Got Talent, and that'll be fun with a few surprises, special opportunities to have lunch with people like George Norrie and some of Jimmy Church and some of the UFO folks, and it's going to be quite the event for sure.
So besides the Stargate, the opening ceremony, which would be a Stargate activation,
There'll be a Stargate activation. There'll be a authentic, traditional feng shui Chinese blessing. So we'll have the East West. We'll have a beautiful couple, Twin Ray, doing a ceremony at the end of it. We'll have astrologer Rick Levine starting us off with some flute at the very beginning and some Native American flute. And so it will be really a nice way to kick off the event. So Friday is really a great day to start. Sometimes people don't come till Saturday, but this year I definitely recommend people make an effort to get there early. We start at 1 o'clock on Friday. So, and it will go till 1 in the morning. If you're, you know, not all of us will be up at 1 to close it out exactly.
No, it's great. Hey, listen, you got to do something with the energy that you've created. So I think dance is beautiful. And also it's a chance to meet each other is what I really like about that.
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
Shima, are you also doing another workshop? You're doing an astrology workshop, correct?
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing a workshop on Friday afternoon at 4. And I always like to do the basics, you know. It's interesting. It just kind of like worked like this. Mount Shasta is about bringing heaven down to earth. And I like to do that with astrology, bringing the cosmos down to earth, making it understandable for people. Because I know we've had so many years of demon, you know, between the church and people don't want, you know, astrology is empowering. It allows us to see what's happening, what happened before when these particular planets came together. So what I like to do, I'll lead that again with a little brief Stargate meditation just to set the energy. And then talk about some of the basics so that people can, because there's astrologers that I've brought. I really, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of astrology, and I like to call what I do real astrology, because it's not just kind of like, oh, what sign am I and who am I going to marry? You know, I mean, that's a lot of, you know, love and work and all of that success. A lot of people, that's what they're into. And yes, you can explore that with astrology. But I've always been, ever since, you know, I started studying astrology, I can't tell you. I mean, it's been many years. It's been over 40 years that I've been into astrology. And I just, and it never gets boring. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And I can see by your acknowledgement of it that you are definitely in tune with that. And so I want to give people sort of a way to approach the whole weekend, because there's going to be a lot of really good astrologers there. Some I haven't even met yet, but I'm looking forward to meeting them. But I have an astrology panel on Sunday. I have David Palmer, the Leo King, who is going to be doing the DJing, late night DJing, which is what he does on his High Vibe TV, and on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Rick Levine, who is world renowned and has gotten awards even from in India as an astrologer. He'll be doing a workshop on Saturday. Clarice Chan will be doing a Chinese astrology and feng shui workshop lecture on Saturday. I have Cameron Allen, who's an astrologer and an herbalist. Astrology really can be used in a way that we can, to heal ourselves, to be aware of what our body needs. And then also Kaylin Castell and Rick Levine will both be doing post conferences on Monday. And then there's astrologists, as I said, that I haven't even met yet. Matt Gleason, Stargirl, Ocean Sky, and probably a few others. So I'm looking forward to seeing what people have to say. I call myself an astrological curator, your astrological curator, actually, on Facebook. And I sometimes will put, I like, when I listen to a webinar, I often transcribe it. Gemini North Node. I just like to communicate. I like to read it. So I transcribe it if I listen to something. I happen to be able to type really fast. And I post, I like to share it with people. I'm an educator from the old school of Edukar to lead out. How can I help bring out of you that which, who we really are? You know, we've been enculturated from the moment we took our first breath on how we're supposed to be, but really, who are we? And that's always been that's like what I'm about. It's like all the things that I do are about bringing heaven down to earth and discovering who we are and to being the best that we can be. So excellent. I think Conscious Life Expo is a wonderful way to do that. And I'm so delighted to be able to have all these offerings to integrate astrology and Stargate. And I also teach a panurhythmy, a movement from Bulgaria, of all places, that was sort of came to me, and then I was asked to lead it eventually. And again, it's about bringing heaven down to earth. It's all circular. Mm-hmm. It's all about the cosmos and having that experience. So it's my joy to do that. And Robert Quicksilver, I actually brought him into the expo world back in the day. He and I knew each other prior to that. I met him actually in 2000, and I had heard of him 10 years earlier than that from friends from a whole other circle. So, you know, it's interesting when you look at life, and one of the things I love about life looking back is that the cycles, right? If you look back, and I always recommend to people journal, because yeah, there's nothing like going back and do journal.
I do. Yes. Yeah, no, it's great. And I'll mention really quickly how I remember writing in a journal, doing some writing, and then for some reason stopping, looking back at an old journal at that moment and realizing I had written the same thing, and it was time to break that pattern. So it was, yes, some woe is me journaling, right? that I had done 10 years prior or some very distant time. So I agree that journaling could be very revealing.
Yes. And, you know, I experienced, because as an astrologer, I look back, oh, what was I doing the last time this happened?
Okay.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is such a back to the future experience. And I can so remember being in that space doing that. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Such aha experience.
I love hearing about you as a teacher. So we've been talking a lot about the expo, but you work with people all year long, right? It's not just about this one weekend in February, right, Shima? So you've got, yes, you lead workshops up in Shasta. Tell us a little bit about your work and how people can find you.
Well, I do have a website, although it definitely needs to be updated, but it is at least a way for people to connect with me. As I said, you know, I like to teach what I learn, and I've done that ever since the days that I used to teach tap dance. And I'd be learning the triple time step and teaching the single time step. So I'm a communicator and I am a teacher. So whether it's astrology, which I began recently a group called MSTAR, Mount Shasta Tropical Astrology Reflections.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring together people who can speak the language of astrology. I also do things, moon manifestation and how to use the cycles of the moon. I do Stargate meditation from time to time. And I lead panurhythmy during the spring, once we hit warmer weather here, because we do that outside. And it's just a wonderful experience. Generally on Sundays, it's free. I like to do things for free donation. I'm happy to share. I just like to sort of like step off the wheel of the, you know, the whole reality of
commerce and
financial struggle of life that so many of us have experienced for so long. So I'm happy to be in a place where I can just kind of like freely offer things.
I appreciate hearing that. Yeah, I think that great.
Feels good to me.
Can we talk a little bit more about the moon manifestation? I think that sounds really...
Well, you know, I did a opening ceremony at an expo years back, and right before I moved to Mount Shasta in 2018. And this woman tracked me down. I left the Bay Area. I moved to Mount Shasta, and she wanted to bring me to this Los Gatos area. It wasn't exactly Los Gatos, but down around where Apple is. It turned out she had come to one of my workshops and just loved it and set up a whole day of Stargate and astrology and moon manifestation. And so I taught people about the, you know, there, if you look at any calendar, you'll see that there are four cycles, right? There's the new moon, there's the quarter, first quarter, the full moon, the third quarter, and then the new moon again. So four cycles. But if you go a little deeper, you'll find that in between those are other points. So you've got like the crescent moon, when the moon is waxing or growing to fruition. And then you have when it's waning or disseminating. And the moon really shows. And what I love about them, and I had a radio show years ago, and I didn't plan it, but I've done new moon wishes for years. I get a journal, write down at the new moon, not before, once the new moon has actually crossed, the timing is important.
Good advice.
You start writing down at least one, but up to 10 new moon wishes.
Okay.
And you always create, you know, in what you like are in that space. I am enjoying such and such, right? And so I started this, I was invited to start this radio show, and I began it on the vernal equinox. You know, it's the only point of the year where astrologers and astronomers agree. It's the zero point of Aries in the sky.
That's great.
So I started, of course, Monday. It was Metaphysical Monday. And I was Shima Metaphysics and More, M-O-O-R-E.
Got it.
So that was fun. I actually did it for, I did 56 shows, 2 hour shows. It was really quite amazing. Anyway, the second week happened to be the new moon. And so I started, I'm going to share the new moon with people. So I started, and I didn't even realize at the point, but every Monday was pretty much, it was a 7 day cycle. The moon's cycle is 28, 29 days. And so it was the quarter moon. And I started, I share what I learn. And so I began every Monday, I began talking about the moon, what phase the moon was in. I liked it because people could go outside wherever you were in the world. You could go outside and you could see the moon. It wasn't like, I believe in the moon. Here's the moon. What does it look like? What does that mean? How does that affect our lives? How does it affect us when we're born? What phase of the moon were you born in? How does that relate to your personality? So it's just really amazing. And then I discovered that every one of the planets has that same cycle. It's like the moon cycle. The moon comes together, the new moon, the beginning of things, that conjunction. Every planet has that conjunction. You know, probably most people remember in 2020, in December, around Christmas, it was actually the winter solstice. And Jupiter and Saturn came together. And that's a 20-year cycle. It really sets
it was beautiful. I remember that clearly.
Remember?
My neighbor was like, we were out on my porch and it was beautiful. It almost felt like you were having a little Star of Bethlehem moment in a way,
exactly.
Right? But there's always something absolutely magical to see in the sky.
Yes. And if lately the Mars has been out there, Mars is, if you look up at the sky, I happened to be at an event one night. I looked up and first of all, there was Jupiter, and Jupiter was like so bright. And then there was Mars, red, so red. And if you look up at Orion, most people can find Orion, those three stars of his belt in the sky. And if you look up at Orion to the right, and that's where the Pleiades is and Taurus is, there is Mars. And once you start to like recognize some of the stars, we can't see all of them. Some of them, the outer planets, we definitely, sometimes you can see them. But if you ever have a chance to look in a telescope, and if Saturn is in the sky, I was blown away when I first saw Saturn in the sky. And it's like, I looked up and it was like, there were the rings around Saturn. It was just like, it was like a little icon.
It's a dream.
Of Saturn.
Yeah.
But there it was. And so it's really amazing. And you want to be out in the stars with the moon as well and just feel their energy, feel the messages that they have for us. Because, you know, more and more astrologers are starting to look up from the paper, up to the sky, and to connect. Because let's face it, there was a time when that's all there was, right? There was the sun in the day and the stars at night. And
what a show that must have been, the night sky once upon a time. I can only dream of knowing that, truly.
Wow. Amazing.
So, and that's maybe why you're up in Shasta, is because you've got, you know, brilliant night skies and really just the most effervescent energy. And I feel it just talking to you. And I know that anybody that makes it to the event at the LAX Hilton, again, February 10th through 13th, will also experience it too. Shima, let's take a deep breath and just like any last parting words that you want to share with us. What's coming through from you right now?
Well, definitely, if you can be there, do come to the expo. We're so looking forward to connecting with you. You know, I always tell my audiences that you're the reason why we're there. Without you, we wouldn't be there. And so we are making it as comfortable and easy to come together to learn. And if it's your first time, welcome. If you've been there before, welcome back. But it's kind of like that feeling when you're coming in, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people. So just take a breath when you get there. Okay. And just get yourself into a place, because there's a lot happening and it can really feel overwhelming. So when you find, get yourself the catalog when you get there, the program guide, which when I got it in the mail, I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge. So there's a lot happening. If you can get a copy before, you can call. Oh, actually, there's an 800 number for the expo. And I'm going to recommend that you give a call. And the number is 800-367-5777. And don't wait till the weekend of the expo, because probably there won't be a live person there to answer.
You're going to be a little busy.
But call before, and wonderful people there to answer your questions. And if you're not an online, we're online also, consciouslifeexpo.com. And if you're not a digital-oriented online person, well, just call us and we'll guide you through it the best we can. That way, we realize not everybody is into digital, so we try to accommodate everyone. There will be on-site filming there. So if you go there, you can only get copies of things at the expo. So. Right. We look forward to welcoming you, Bonnie. I look forward to seeing you and your everybody there.
We're going to have a booth there. We're going to be interviewing. So we are very, very happy to be partners with you. I mean, truth be told, and Conscious Life, and you're helping us, again, sort of usher in our own event, which is distinctive in that we're going for the paranormal. We've got a seance that we'll be doing, for example, in an old ghost town, and a film festival as well for the paranormal. So that's kind of our distinction for the Parapod Fest in April. And we're bringing in that spring energy. You all are here in the winter, the burgeoning, right, of this kind of new life.
Well, remember, it's Aquarius energy.
Yeah, right.
So we are, you know, the whole age of Aquarius thing, which is
representing,
like, there's a lot of conversation about that. But we are entering the time of we the people. And this is a time of, you know, Aquarius being like beyond the norm, actually, of things. You know, anything's possible with Aquarian technology and so much more, but really coming together. We are going to have a seance as well. We're having 3 days of seances with Susan Slaughter up in the, a special private event for that. So you'll have to check that out as well.
So much to know and so much interest in it. Thank you so much, Shima. This is fantastic. And we will see you there and also on the mountain at some point as well. We appreciate
it.
All right. Yes. Thank you kindly.
Everyone,
it's really excited. This is we're talking conscious community here. We're so happy that we're able to gather in person again. But in the meantime, we appreciate you watching and listening. So please know that we have a new episode of Truth Be Told, a Transformation on Wednesdays, and every Friday, Tony Sweet, Truth Be Told live, that would be 3 p.m. Pacific, and Robert Hensley on Mondays, also live at 3 p.m. Pacific with the Minuteman Report. Once again, we are parapodfest.com, March 31st and April 1st. But before that, we will see you at Conscious Life Expo. We will be there with bells on February 10th through 13th. We appreciate you. Thanks for the follows and the shares. Until the next time, stay well. Stay shiny. Peace, love.